Whoa! Are you kidding me? I don't want to fight that. A giant wolf with a sword in its mouth.
Yeah, that's in Dark Souls.
Yeah.
You didn't know about that?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's one of like the major bosses.
Chris is getting killed by elevators. He can't make it to no wolf sword dog.
How Wait, Chris, for as long as you've been playing this game, you haven't beat it?
No, I haven't beat it.
Because he keeps falling down elevator shafts.
Been playing for like years.
No, I haven't been playing for like years. I just picked it back up again.
You did a naked run like last year.
Yeah, and you know what? That's not the way to play that game. I figured out, you know what? I need to play through first so I understand all the mechanics better. I didn't make it very far with the naked run. There's a giant wolf with a sword on my screen.
I know, it's awesome.
All right, you can see. You can send me a picture of that.
I want to see. Seems like Sif or something.
Yeah, you're right, Sif.
Yeah. That's a cool wolf.
That's ridiculous. How are you supposed to fight that thing? It's a wolf.
You summon a friend.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah, I can do that. Okay, now I want to play Dark Souls.
The gaping dragon didn't do it for you, but the giant wolf with the sword in his mouth did?
Yes, that thing looks awesome. The gaping dragon is just dumb. This is cool.
Hello?
What up?
Oh, okay. I thought we got dropped.
I killed a zombie dragon yesterday. That's what I did. That was fun.
Wait, what?
Zombie dragon in Dark Souls. That was fun.
Oh, yeah, with all the skin falling off. That was cool.
Yeah. Matt, have you...
I can't wait for the new one.
Have you played through Dark Souls?
I never beat it.
How far did you get in Dark Souls?
I was fighting some giant dragon inside like a lake down below in like the lower earth, I guess.
The Hydra? Or the...
No. He was like jumping over you constantly.
I haven't even gotten there yet.
Okay.
Why couldn't you beat Lake Dragon?
I did.
Oh, okay. He's like,
great job, Matthew. Great job.
Yeah, that game's one of my favorites.
Barry over here is making me feel bad about liking Dark Souls. But you and I, we can talk about some Dark Souls.
I wasn't making you feel bad for liking it. I just said listening to you talk about it is the worst thing ever.
How fun is Blighttown?
It's like listening to me in general.
I was just talking to Barry about Blighttown. You know how fun Blighttown is? About as fun as like a nail in my foot is how fun Blighttown is.
Oh, that's my favorite part of the game.
Are you kidding me?
How you doing, Barry?
Blighttown is the worst.
Not at all.
This is good. I want to do this podcast so I can go drop some titans on people.
No, you just go into Blighttown to level up. It's really easy.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Who are you?
Blighttown's easy.
Who are you killing to level up?
Everything.
Well, everything poisons you, though. Like, okay, so
that's fine.
I've gotten to the end of Blighttown, where the boss, the spider lady.
Oh, she's cute.
Okay, to each their own, I guess. She's terrifying, and she doesn't have nipples, which is weird.
I had to summon like three people to help me with that fight, but I killed her.
Okay, so what enemies are you killing to farm souls, I guess?
All.
They don't give you that many souls except for the big guys.
Yeah, whatever. You just leave and come back and leave and come back.
I hate Blighttown. It's so
I love
poison.
It.
You know that?
It's delightful.
So, you know the pyromancer at the bottom?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's dead in my game. Because I was trying to fight those guys that throw the boulders, and one of them came over and like ran right next to her, and I threw a fireball at it, and it missed her, and she's all, "Oh, I'll teach you a lesson."
Oh my gosh.
She killed me, and then I came back and she was just walking around in the poison water and just killed herself.
Hi everybody, welcome to This Game is Broken. I'm your host, Chris Locke, and here today I'm with Dark Souls Matt.
And Dark Souls.
And Dark Souls Barry.
Dark Souls.
Okay, Dark Souls, what do you guys want to Dark Souls?
Dark Souls, Dark Souls. Dark Souls. Dark Souls. Dark Souls. We'll be right back.
ready, Matt?
Yeah, sure.
Are you in a quiet area where your dog's not attacking you?
He'll still be running around, but okay. It'll be minimal.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Level Saves Now Playing Podcast. This game is broken. I am Barry Villatoro, and joining me today is Chris Locke.
Video games are dumb.
Matt Curione.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
And Austin Griffin. I'm a Scott man!
Thank you.
All right, we're here to talk about what we've been playing. We're going to go to Chris first because the rest of us are going to talk about one game in particular for a while. Okay. And Chris wants to talk about his stupid Dark Souls.
I don't want to talk about Dark Souls. We talk about Dark Souls. It's fine. I understand, Barry. You hate Dark Souls and you hate games that aren't made for your Western audience that aren't first-person shooters.
What?
Baby games. That's what you're telling me. All you want to talk about is Titanfall.
Not brown enough.
And put the
spoilers, bro.
Put the mic closer to your mouth because you're kind of quiet, Chris.
Okay. Are we better now?
Yeah, and I'll talk about whatever game you want. I was just giving you a hard time.
Okay. No, basically all I really want to talk about is so I can't play Flappy Bird on my iPod anymore because it.
Oh. How come?
Well, it decided
because you broke it while playing Flappy
Bird.
Yeah, because
I broke it. Bird, I set it in the toilet, set the toilet on fire, and hit the toilet with a sledgehammer. What happened was my iPod's been kind of acting funny, so I tried to restore it, and there was a glitch. And it then backed it up as a blank iPod, and anytime I try to
hit
it now, there's nothing on it. So I lost all my photos, I lost all my apps, and you can't.
How did you back it up as a blank iPod?
I don't know, man. This thing.
No, I think I've had this problem. You restored it, so it was back to zero.
Yeah.
And then, right after it restored, you kept it plugged in, so it backed that up as the new copy of your iPod.
Maybe.
So then it backed up your restore as your regular iPod. So then when you tried to back up, it was your backup.
So there's nothing to restore it to at this point. Like I need to send it in anyway. The lock button doesn't work and the home button only works like once every third time.
And make sure you send it in and you tell them to put Flappy Bird back on.
I could ask.
You should play the MMO.
There's a Flappy Bird MMO.
Yeah, flapmmo.com. It's like 1,000 people playing Flappy Bird at once.
Okay, well,
what?
It's hilarious.
Why don't we look at this right now?
It is hilarious. You get to watch like 100 people die at the first pipe right away.
What? Oh my goodness, it's true.
Wait,
it's real.
What's the website again?
Flapmmo.com.
Yep. It's awesome.
Didn't make it first. That was the first time I've played Flappy Bird. Oh, this is incredible.
I know, right?
Holy crap, it exists. That's insane.
Oh.
Okay.
It's so good.
Taking it down. The guy really made a mistake.
So I've been playing that this week.
I can see why.
It's one of the it's like the first MMO I've played in years.
Flap MMO.
Okay, so because because of Flappy Bird getting taken down, have you guys heard about Flappy Jam?
Yes.
I did hear about that, yeah.
Okay.
And the Candy Jam.
So the people that don't know, maybe the listeners, Flappy Jam is where they're making basically Flappy Bird-esque games, ones that make you want to continue playing but you also hate at the same time. And there's a lot of really good ones out there. Like the guy that made Super Hexagon made a Flappy Bird clone, and it is a lot of fun and has some really good music in it. But I can't make video games except in Little Big Planet. So I made I made Flappy Bird in Little Big Planet. And there's already a couple little clones of it out there on Little Big Planet, you know, here or there. I'm partial to mine because I've given Flappy Bird superpowers. So instead of just being able to now he has like a force field and he can fly straight for a few seconds and he has a flappy beam so he can like shoot the pipes instead.
Wow.
Because have you played Flappy Bird?
Video games! Yes, I have played Flappy Bird, and that is insane that happened.
It's awesome!
Flappy Bird?
Yeah, Flappy Bird. It's
like Bert and Ernie.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
But it's not just...
It's way easier, thank God.
It's not just like a fan-made game. It's Sesame Street actually made this. Like, the people that make Sesame Street commissioned Flappy Bird.
It's funny, once you're playing Flap MMO, like, after you get past, like, the third pipe, there's, like, not many people left.
No.
Thank you for telling me about this, Matt.
No problem. Have fun.
Okay. Enough of that.
Share your pain with others.
Well, that's fun. Flap MMO.
Yeah, fun MMO for you to play. There's no quests. But
oh, there's a quest.
Quest to be the best Flappy Bird. This doesn't play quite the same as Flappy Bird, though.
And you can change the theme. Oh my goodness, you could be Flappy Fish.
Awesome.
Sounds.
I feel like this is a lot harder than the game was.
Okay, Chris.
Okay.
Chris. Sorry. Chris. Chris.
What?
There's Flappy Sperm, just so you know.
There's
Flappy, oh boy.
Flappy Sperm, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's like the beginning of Look Who's Talking.
That's exactly what it is.
All the people dying left and right.
Okay.
That game, the Flappy MMO, is there chat in there? Because that would be really funny.
Yeah, like voice chat. You can party up too.
Looking for group. Everybody dies the first bite. You're the only one left. Great.
Oh man.
So, speaking of quests, there's only one other game that I want to talk about a little bit, and no, it's not Dark Souls. Any of you guys played Bravely
Dark
Default?
Souls?
No. Bravely Default.
No, I can't. I can't find it anywhere. So no.
Nope. Have you played? Oh. You haven't played the demo or anything?
Yeah, I did. It was really good.
Because that's all I've played is the demo either, and. Boy, is that a Japanese RPG.
Is it a good one?
Yes.
It's basically Final Fantasy. Like,
all right.
A decent Final
Fantasy. But old school Final Fantasy.
Okay, I'm sold already.
Everything I've heard on it is everyone just saying it's basically the best Final Fantasy game.
Yeah.
Even though it's not Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
They're not wrong.
Wow.
It's really, really cool.
I don't know. It seemed fun enough, at least in the demo. But it's like, I don't know if I'm going to double down and get the whole thing at least right.
But the demo has nothing to do with the actual game.
That is a neat little thing they did, though.
How's that?
It's just like a little side story.
Oh, wow.
Just to give you, like, the mechanics of the game. And anything you do in the demo actually will carry over to the actual game.
Oh, nice. Oh.
But not all of it, right? Like, there's... Because it's got, like, a Farmville side minigame on it as well, where you're trying to restore this town. And
with a street pass and stuff.
Yeah. It takes several hours, like, you know, you gotta move a boulder, and it's like, this is gonna take 10 hours, so you set it to happen and then walk away. But if you street pass with people, then you've got a friend that can help you out, and it only takes 5 hours, or two
and
a half.
I did not know that. That actually sounds pretty fun.
It's kind of neat, but man,
that reminds me of a game I've been playing.
What have you been playing?
Oh, continue.
Okay.
I'll talk next.
Well, I mean, that's not... There's not much to it. It is a fun, or at least from the demo, it's a fun Japanese RPG. It's got all the tropes in a good way. And one thing I do really like, though, and I wish they would do this in more RPGs, is the ability to kind of tweak the... Not the difficulty, per se, but just kind of some of the mechanics. Like, if you go in, you can boost or, I guess, de-boost the encounter rate, so that you won't see enemies or you'll see more enemies. In that Kingdom Hearts game that I was playing on the DS, you could do the same kind of thing where you could say enemies are going to be harder, but you're going to get more XP, or you're going to have better drops.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, just kind of tweaking the mechanics a little bit. They also did that in The World Ends With You, which was, you know...
Oh, that's a cool game.
That was a really cool game. Man, I really love The World Ends With You. But just turn, you know, you crank up the difficulty by making all the enemies harder, or making more of them, or taking your health down to like 2 instead of 100, and then when you kill people, you know, you get more drops, you get more XP, you get more money.
That's really awesome, especially for the times you're like, oh, gotta grind for a little bit to get that next level. Just crank it up and have more fun.
Yep, exactly.
That's cool.
You might die a little more, but yeah, I like being able to at least. You know, you can only do the encounter rate in Bravely Default so far, from what I see. But that's still, you know, something.
Yeah.
That seems pretty cool, because if, you know, if you want to just experience the story and you're not really worried about your level, or you're already high on level, you can turn it down. So it's not like you walk through the grass in Pokemon and you see 12 Pidgeys.
Yeah. You want to talk about Pokemon?
No!
Oh, God, no. Oh, Jesus Christ.
What did you do, Austin?
It's okay. It's okay. I'll just sit over here in my Pokemon corner and weep bitterly.
You should.
You should bring back your Pokemon podcast.
Yeah, I should. But yeah. Nobody wants to be on the podcast with me.
If you buy me a Pokemon game, I'll be on the podcast with you.
For like a week while you play it, and then you'll be bored.
Chris, just do one of those podcasts. People like, they explain something, so you can sit down for 20 minutes and just talk about Pokemon to yourself.
He already does that.
Yeah, that's already a thing. I'm just not recording.
Well, just record yourself.
Although it's in more intimate times.
What?
What?
Huh?
What? Shut up.
Hokum.
Hokum.
Hokum. Hokum.
Okay, that's it. That's all. That's the only games I've been playing. Well, I've been playing Pokemon and Dark Souls, but nobody wants to talk about that.
Do you guys have anything else you want to talk about besides Titanfall?
I played, a lot of cool little game this week. That was a sentence, by the way. That was real. I've been playing Tiny Death Star on iOS.
All right, let's check this thing out.
And it's like Tiny Tower, except you're in a Death Star, and your own Death Star. So I've been kind of obsessed with that for the past week. It's a nice little time killer.
Did you ever play Tiny Tower?
No.
No.
Tower was fun for like a week until I got to the end. Not to the end, but like I had everything I could get, and it was just like...
It's.
I just like the fact that Darth Vader will give you a high five. And like the Emperor is like, I need people. Rawr, I'm the Emperor.
What is
How are they able to do that? Have it be Star Wars without it getting taken in?
It's produced, it was one of the last things that LucasArts worked on.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, like Boba Fett visited my karaoke bar. It was fun.
Guys, video games are real dumb. Like, that's so
Yeah, strange. They are. Yeah, they are, but they're amazing.
What has happened to Star Wars?
Tiny Death Star kind of rules.
Yeah?
I have to download that.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a good time. It kills time, too, which is excellent, and I needed that this week, so...
Why do you hate time?
Because it's terrible. It's relative, and no one needs it.
I'm still debating on buying Final Fantasy VI on my phone.
Don't do it.
Why?
Just don't do it.
Why?
Because don't pay that crazy price for a phone.
It's almost worth it. That game is so good.
How much is it?
15.
That is too much for a phone game. Because with phone games, you download it, and then you'll never touch it.
There's a what version?
There's like a $5 version on PSN.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And you can play it on your Vita with buttons.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You just changed my life.
There you go. Yeah. Do that.
Yep. Ta-da. Oh, my gosh. Final Fantasy VI on the Vita.
Yeah. I have it on my Vita right this very second.
Yeah, so do I.
I might just be done playing Titanfall then.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Titanfall, Final Fantasy time.
That's like one of my top three favorite games ever.
Really?
What, Titanfall?
Final Fantasy VI.
Oh.
So what else have you been playing, Matt?
Titanfall.
Yeah, Austin likes it so much he's playing it right now. I can see his stupid face.
Yeah. We have a group video if you guys want to put your videos on.
Nope.
I'm playing Animal Crossing too. I got kind of obsessed with that.
All right, tell us about your animals.
It's just my Better animals. Crossing. I don't even know. I don't even care about my town animals. They're all stupid. I don't like anyone in my town.
Oh, quiet.
That sounds fun.
That sounds like a great
I got, like,
game.
A stupid
Austin.
Chicken.
Really
no, I just like being mayor. I just like being mayor.
but you like hate the people you're supposed to help.
Mayor?
Well, so annoying. I just got an Ogre. That's all I can say. All
right, everybody's robots now.
All right, we'll figure it out. Put in your R2-D2.
It's not on my end.
All right. Are we cutting this out, hopefully?
Yeah, I'll be cutting this out, of course. No, okay. All right,
you want me to
drop section in?
Want me to stop the call come. Or what?
Oh, come.
No, actually, it's better
oh,
now.
Come.
Okay.
Oh, come.
Oh, come. Oh, come. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Come.
Well, now it's going in the podcast. Now I have to put it in.
Well, you can put the ho-hokum in.
I put it all in.
Yeah. Apparently, when I say ho-hokum, my dog looks at me weird.
Mew!
Okay, are we good now?
I think so. Austin, quit talking to your stupid cat.
Matt can talk to his dog!
Because dogs are awesome.
Mew!
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Meow. Austin, I'm going to hang up on you.
Why?
All right, the other thing we've been talking about is, or playing, is Titanfall.
Yes.
So what do you think about Titanfall, Matt?
It's so freaking good.
It's so much fun.
I haven't had that much fun with a multiplayer game in years.
Seriously.
You're never over... It's so perfectly balanced. You're never overpowered. You're never underpowered.
Mm-hmm.
And taking out a Titan all by your lonesome when you're on foot is the most awesome feeling ever.
Yeah. When you, like, you jump on the Titan, you see the person, like, flailing around because they don't know what to do yet. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I got you.
And, it's like,
and then I rip its robot brain out.
Yeah.
You have to make a decision right there. Like, right when you get rodeoed, you either have to get out and take them off now or just die.
Yeah.
Or unless you don't get them off the minute they start, you're pretty much screwed.
Yeah, unless you have electric gas. I always just pop that.
Yep.
I have that.
So,
Wait, electric gas? What now?
So, like, there's different... The only ways you can really defend against someone rodeo you is when they... That's when it calls when another player jumps on your Titan's back, pops open the hatch, and tries to, like, overload your reactor. So when that happens, you either have to get out of your Titan and shoot them off yourself, have someone else shoot it off, or, like, later on after you level up a little bit, you get electric gas. It's like this just white gas that your Titan puts out everywhere to kill the person that's on your back.
Yep.
And
it's fun.
Basically kills any other pilots that are in the area also. But it's like, you know, it's a timed thing, so once you use it, it has a cooldown. So you have to, like, wait till you get rodeo to do it.
Yeah. Well, or you can use it to run up on people, but...
I do that too sometimes in the alleys, just run up and electric gas and just blow the...
I'll use it when I'm surrounded by, like, four other Titans.
Yeah.
Just let the gas go and be like, oh, that's... have fun.
Smoke screen. Yeah, take off. Like, you take too much damage, you do the same thing. Can't see me, I'm out of here.
I'm going to try breathing some of this garbage.
And it's like, it's in the point in the game where not a lot of people realize that hurts you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They'll just stand in it and let themselves get killed.
Like, no, it's just a gas grenade.
That they
take
damage.
Yeah. So I thought, I was, like, excited to play this. And then, like, I knew, like, you know, Matt's not, like, a Xbox fanboy or anything. But then I think it was either Thursday night, Matt, when you text me.
Yeah.
I was at dinner, I get a text from Matt, and he's like, oh my gosh, Titanfall lives up to the hype. And I was like, oh man.
Yeah.
But I'm asking, really, he's does. Like, it's so good. I was like, oh man.
It lives up to the hype and then some.
If I was like, if Matt's loving it this much, I was like, I'm definitely excited to check this out. Then when I started playing, I was getting destroyed trying to figure out what was going on, but that game is so much fun. And it's only, what's crazy, it's only on two maps. With one Titan, and I could just still play. If the game just did like that, I'd play the hell out of it constantly still.
I would too. I would honestly not mind if they left this as, like, an open demo until the game came out. Like, maybe shut it, like, a week before the game, because it's going
to
be hard for me, like...
To go back to other games?
After
to not
the,
play Titanfall?
After the not beta that I wasn't in ended, it was really hard to go back to Battlefield.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Like,
I was like,
I
know people, they're talking about, like, this being able to, like, take out Call of Duty or whatever. Who knows? But, like, it's supposed to grab Call of Duty players. I was wondering how Battlefield players are going to react to Titanfall.
Love it. I mean, Battlefield right now is kind of broken, so I mean, anything could grab me.
It's been broken since release.
Yeah, anything that stays open long enough for me to play more than two matches without just cutting out can hold me.
Well,
this game is broken, ladies and gentlemen.
Battlefield on Xbox One is like the prime example of what next gen is.
Being broken?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, please elaborate.
Battlefield 4 is broken, and it's the best example of next gen?
No, it's just they hyped up Battlefield 4 as being like the next generation game to own. And then it's just like this big slimy turd.
I don't know. It works fine for me on PS4, so I'm having fun with it.
It'll work for about a game or two, and then it'll cut out for me.
It works way longer than that.
The Titanfall demo or beta works better than Battlefield 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, on any console, yeah. But still, no. I've gone on long matches with Battlefield 4.
I mean, sometimes it's fine for me, but it's just sometimes it's not.
So what I was trying to tell Chris earlier, but I didn't want to spoil any of the stories of how we had an awesome party going last night.
Oh, that was so amazing.
A full party.
Yeah, it was.
All of us were
all
maxed
six
out
of us.
Level 14, and we were just dominating everybody we went against. It was so bad. Like,
They got throwing bows left and right.
It got so bad, we're like, Austin's like, all right, we got to record this. We got to beat it in less than 5 minutes. We were like trying to see if we could dust the other team in less than 5 minutes so we could record a whole match. And every time the match
wild.
Every time the match ended, we'd all be in Titans running around.
Yeah, like at the end of one match, it was like 6 Titans running around on the map, and the other team just didn't stand a chance.
Yeah, it was like every time we got into a Titan, it was like rare that we got taken out of it. Just like the other team didn't have a chance. And we went like seven wins in a row until we went to go play Hardpoint.
Yeah.
We totally forgot what we were doing. We're running around killing everybody like, wait a second, that's not how this game mode works.
Yeah.
We're losing!
We were still in the attrition mode.
So what is the difference between the modes? Because I haven't played like you guys.
Attrition is everything is worth points. Titans are worth a certain amount of points. The minions
basically team deathmatch.
Yeah, team deathmatch with a lot of points.
Yeah, you have to get to a certain point. You know, like I think it's like 250 points, and then you win, and the other team has to evacuate. And then a hard point is like domination. Yeah, capture points and hold them. And then there's another one that's on there right now is last Titan standing. So everybody begins in a Titan. And the team with a Titan left at the end is the winner. So you have to be the
first.
And
there's no respawning in that mode either.
Yeah. Once you got to take everyone's Titan out, and you win that way. That one's okay.
They're all pretty fun.
Yeah. Last Titan's Day is probably not my favorite, but I like Hardpoint. That one's a lot of fun. That's probably my favorite.
I love attrition.
Yeah.
I'm more of an attrition guy just because someone outlined this on Reddit, actually. It's pretty flawed how they do the scoring for HUD point, because eventually it gets to a point where you only need to hold one objective to win just because of the time, the way it works.
Oh, so as it goes on, the points go
like up. Like, too stacked. So yeah. It's like, if you get to the point where you only need, like, 80 points and the other team needs more than 160, you can just hold one objective and not worry about the other two, and they can't win.
Huh, interesting. I mean, maybe that was our problem last night. So we only needed 100 points left to catch up, and we were catching the third point. We're like, we're gonna have all three and win.
And it was just, and then we kind of just broke up after that. Like my internet wasn't letting me get in, and the party wasn't working for us, and then everybody just
I went
up
to bed.
Yeah,
I was sad.
Matt wimped out.
Oh, whatever.
I was gonna play on. Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
Barry was stuck on his Pacific time self.
I worked a long day at the job that I have, Austin.
And also what I thought was really cool is obviously that evacuation thing at the end of the match.
Amazing.
The losing team has to get to a dropship and get out of there. They get more points if they survive, and you get more points if you kill them while they're trying to evacuate.
Yeah.
And then the fact that once they get in the dropship, you can actually take the dropship out still and kill everybody on board.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So rad. I don't know how many... And we got a couple of dropships last night at the end of the
match.
We got
a dropship every time because we just had all 6 Titans there.
Yeah, we were waiting for the dropship to come down. We were 6 Titans just waiting around. It comes out. All right, take it out.
And then I would always, like, every time we did it, I got the points because I waited till it was on the last hit and then just shot my last shot at it.
Yeah, because you're terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
You're an awful person.
I would just always try to. I'd always just try to nuke the dropship.
Yeah, it's also
because that is my favorite feature in that game.
So Chris, there's like you have different things you could do with your Titan, obviously different abilities, and one of them is a nuclear ejection, so that when you eject from your Titan, it goes nuclear.
Yeah.
Destroys everything around it. So Matt was using
it's awesome.
Like a suicide bomber. He'd be running up to the dropships and then ejecting, trying to take out the dropship.
It was awesome.
Yeah. That's the best though. When you have people around you and you eject that explosion, you take people out. You're like, yeah.
You're like, yo, peace.
I know. It's so.
I got places to be.
I feel like this is really the first next generation game.
It's
truly next generation.
It's so that nuclear ejection is so rad. There's so many cool things in that game. And then actually evacuating is hard because you know you get died. You die the one time, you can't respawn. But
yeah.
When you actually make it onto the ship and then, like, it warps into outer space. The first time I did that, I was like, oh, snap. Like, I thought it was just going to go black.
Then go to, like a stat screen, yeah.
Yeah, and then it, like, warps and it comes back and you're like, oh, crap. Like, I'm in a spaceship now in outer space. It's so rad.
I love
there's
what
like
I do with...
There's 1,000 other ships.
It's so cool, man.
I always call in my Titan and then park my own Titan underneath my dropship and then do the nuclear eject and then you can actually land through the top. So you're up in the air and nobody can shoot you.
That's good.
Yeah, last night I actually, when I did my nuclear ejection, there was a guy rodeoing me at the same time. So I found him midair and shot him and killed him before he hit the ground. Holy jeez.
He's out of control. One of the things I've been using, well, I used to use that cloak a whole bunch, but then I started using the stim.
Yeah.
That thing's so rad. You move so fast, and it's great, too, when you have to evacuate. It's like, all right, I'm out of here. You just take off running super fast. Got to get to that dropship.
Yeah, that game, that's on a whole different level from any other multiplayer shooter.
Yeah, it really is. It's... And every weapon feels so different. I love the fact that, like, you start off with anti-Titan weaponry.
Yeah.
So as soon as one shows up, you have a chance to fight against it. It's not like you were saying, it's really balanced. You're not, like, handicapped going against the Titan. Like,
it's not like you have a handgun against a giant robot.
Yeah, it's like they definitely have the advantage from far away, but it's like, at the same time, they have, like, one super weakness. All you gotta do is get on its back.
Yeah, you're not stupid about it, there's no way you can lose against them.
Well, they could shoot you. That's how you lose.
They can also step on you.
They can step on you and they can use...
If you strategize properly.
If you're as good at the game as I am, there's no way you're gonna get dead.
Next time I see a Titan kill you, I'm gonna make so much fun of you.
I rarely get killed by Titans.
Sure.
I'm gonna step on you.
God, you guys get killed by Titans? What a bunch of lame-os.
In real life.
Losers, don't you know you're not supposed to lose to them?
Yeah. Titans are nothing.
So what about you, Chris?
Are you a surfer?
Titanfall.
No, I'm making fun of you, Austin.
What have you heard about it? Have you heard anything about it?
I've heard about it, and you guys are making me want to have it, like, real bad. But, so I've also heard there's, like, a bunch of, like, wall jumping and running and
it's like Mirror's Edge.
Hardcore parkour. Yeah, moving around, the controls are so intuitive. Like, you just, anytime you see something you want to jump on or get to, it's just like you do it exactly the way you think you would. You, like, double jump. Oh, he automatically grabs onto the edge and pulls himself up. Oh, I got to get to that building over there. It's kind of far. Oh, I can just wall run. Like, it just, the way it works the way you hope it would, trying to get around the levels or anything. The level design is so dope. There's so many different levels. Like, even if you're at the top of a building, there's always somebody higher than you.
It's all vertical.
Yeah, there's always somebody that's on a higher position than you. It's crazy. So you're never always looking down or straight ahead. Like, you have to be looking up, and there's so many different, like, windows and doors into a single room. You're never, like, you almost can never back yourself into a corner. There's only one spot on that fracture map where I see people camping. I'm like, stop that.
On top of that one roof, yeah.
Well, it's not the roof one. It's like the south side all the way against, like, the where the dropship comes in.
Okay.
They sit on the ground level all the way against the back, so you can't see them, and they just sit back there. I'm like, oh, come on.
So I just run over there and nuke them.
Yeah. I love how you can push the Titans off the edge. I saw that happen to you, Barry.
Yeah. I don't know if I think I might have backed off or I got pushed off. I was like, are you kidding me? And then as I'm falling, the person ejects. And I'm like, okay, well, I have to take even longer to fall.
So I did that.
Shot me back up, and then I had to fall back down. I was like, this is fun.
I was playing with Christian before you guys got a hunt, and I was like, hey, rodeo my Titan, I want to show you something. And I was, like, standing near the edge, and he jumps on, and you know how it does the animation for you to climb on?
Yeah.
As it was doing that, I just reversed and backed us both up over the edge.
You're terrible. Then you should have ejected and let him go by himself.
That would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
Don't you have jetpacks in this game, too? Is that true?
Yeah. That's how you do it. It's just, like, a quick, allows you to do a jump. Double jump.
All right.
It's just, like, a quick boost.
So how does it manage you being able to, like, run along the wall? Do you have, like, a stamina meter, or is it just always a set amount?
It's just, like, a set amount of time, basically. It's, like, after you double jump onto the wall, you have to be sprinting, and you'll just see as you start to decline a little bit. But then if you start to decline on the wall, you can just seriously jump onto another wall.
And just keep going?
Yeah, you can just keep it going, as long as you time everything right.
So you really never have
the controls are really tight.
Oh, no. Once you leave the ground, you never have to touch the ground.
It's all about staying vertical.
Yeah. Yeah, that, seriously, ground level is, like, not a good place to be. You got Titans that can step on you. You have grenades that are bouncing out of windows. Like, everybody can see you.
So maybe I'll pick this game up when it comes out. I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to take off my birthday at work, but I was like, no, I'm going to wait a week and take off March 11th.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to pre-order Titanfall. Then after I get off work on Monday night, I'm just going to go straight to GameStop, wait for it to come out, and
are you going to get it at midnight?
Yeah, this will be the first
game. That's a good idea. Maybe I will, too, if I don't get it.
This will be the first game I do it for.
Guys, that's a terrible idea.
What? Why?
Well, okay, so maybe it'll be able to handle it now, but typically when giant games come out, servers crash and you can't play them.
Yeah, well,
that doesn't really happen with console games as much, and that's why they're having the beta test. Because that happened yesterday.
Yeah, that's why they opened up the beta to everyone to, you know, slam the servers.
Maybe. I'm saying maybe it'll work.
No, they did. That's what they did.
I'm saying maybe when it comes out, it will work. And it will be just fine. It'll and it will work. Be no
I'm thinking that, it's going to have, I mean, I don't know. The beta is running pretty smooth.
Don't be a doubting Thomas.
I'm still going to do it, though.
Just saying. Like, history repeats itself. And there's also, it's never been good. As well. It's always been a bad situation.
Oh, well. I'm still going to do it.
I would just take the second.
Yep, me too.
What?
I would just take the next, what is it, 11th? Go the 12th.
Take the 12th off.
Yeah. It's not going to hurt you any. Then you have the game. It's already installed. You don't have to wait for all that bull crap. And you have a whole day.
You know what? It would be rad if our levels carried over.
They do. Apparently.
Do they?
No, they don't. I heard they did.
How?
Well, apparently you heard wrong, Matt.
Oh. Then the internet is wrong. I was wrong.
Do that for a beta.
Yeah, that'd be cool, though. Oh, I'll just get to start off knowing everything we know now. It's like going back in time.
Yeah. I feel like the unlocks will be a lot different, though.
Probably, yeah.
I feel like they're, sped along for the beta, or...
I don't know. It depends on how much is there, but... I don't think so. I think certain things you kind of need, like, right away, like the electric gas.
Or maybe. Yeah, I never even really used the shield, so not having the, toxic fart.
That's pretty good.
Chris approves.
Yes, that was Austin. I'll let you get away with that one.
Yay!
Okay, and apparently, there's gonna be like 15 maps. It's gonna be so like there's only two right now, and it's still so much fun. 15 is gonna be crazy.
How many Titans are there gonna be?
14. 14. Maps.
Three. Well, I'm looking at something right here that says 15 maps at launch.
Well, there's 14, and then the one that you train in the beginning.
Oh, well, that's not... You can't count that one.
Well,
stupid.
All right, so 14 maps.
Yeah.
Still, that's a good amount.
Okay. What were you asking, Chris? Oh, how many Titans? There's going to be three, I think. Like Ogre, Atlas, and what's the other one, Austin?
Ogre, Atlas, and Strider.
What's the difference?
No idea. I think Ogre's Ogre's slower moving, isn't it? It's like a bigger, slower...
Ogre, I just played as the Ogre. He's slower, and he's like a tank, and his power-up core... is called the shield core, and it basically gives you like invincibility.
Wow,
nice.
How'd you play the ogre? Did you get a burn card for it or something?
Yeah, I got a burn card.
Sick.
Yeah. What's the strider card? I got to play as the other day.
What's a burn card?
We'll go into that in a second.
Alright, burn card is like after you level up, I think it's like level 5 or something, someone hits you up on email and they basically start giving you like, it's like a deck of cards. Mm-hmm. And they're cards. They're basically abilities that you can use. They're special things you can use anytime during the game. You can start with it, or you can just pull up your menu, burn it right then. So each one, like you can change your Sidewinder, which is like anti-Titan weapon. You can change it for an amped up Sidewinder. So it has like twice the amount of ammo in a clip. So you don't have to reload as often. So you can go, you know, you can shoot even longer. There's a bunch of different things. There's ones you can call down a Titan right away. You can take off the building time for a Titan. You can do like a this like sonar thing, so you can see through walls. You can see other players through the walls, and there's a number of different things you could do.
How do you get again?
And then you get the super nuke burn card, which rules.
Oh, I haven't got that one yet. Burn cards,
it's awesome.
You get like
you get them through challenges and things.
Yeah, and everyone, I'll just see every once in a while, like every time. Well, I just notice this sometimes when you kill somebody, it says like burn card plus 30 experience or something like that.
Yeah.
So you just get them either completing challenges or killing somebody in a certain way or all sorts of stuff like that.
I wonder if they'll charge real world money for like burn card backs.
No, they won't. They said no microtransactions.
Okay. But that's an easy thing to do.
Yeah, wait for the sequel.
Back to the Titans.
Oh, yeah.
The Ogre's like the tank with the shield core. The Strider is really small and fast, and its core is like
not strong, right?
It's weak, but it's really strong, and it's like a get-in, get-out.
Okay, cool.
And its core is the sprint core, which just allows you to dash unlimited.
Oh, that's
nice.
Yeah.
You can't hit me, can't hit me.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, that's sick.
Can't catch me, I'm a gingerbread titan.
And then obviously the Atlas, which has the damage core. And there's going to be other cores that you can unlock in the game.
Sweet. And so, Chris, the cores are, like, after in your Titan for a certain set amount of time, you have, like, a nuclear core that can be used. Mm-hmm. And each one gives you a different bonus. So, like, the Atlas one that we was talking about is, like, as soon as you're in it for a little bit, as soon as your core is ready, you use it, and it makes you put out way more damage.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you use the core, it only lasts for, like, I think 30 seconds or so.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's short.
And so, like, even one of the things you can do is, like, you can call down a Titan with your burn cards. You can have a Titan that comes with a core ready to go as soon as you get in, instead of mm-hmm. having to wait for it to charge up.
And basically just destroy everything around you.
Yeah. The shield. At first, when I was using it, I was like, how come every time I use the core, I'm getting damaged, hella? And it's like, no, it's just the screen changes when you use a core. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I think I'm doing
this. Yeah, basically, it's the greatest thing ever.
Stop, dog. What are you doing? Get out of here.
Dog ain't trying to do nothing.
So I need to get the sales, what you're saying. I need to go just drop 500 on a Xbox One.
Yeah. Don't get it for 360.
Yeah.
Just upgrade your PC.
Yeah. No.
Get it for that. Get it for your computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just go get an Xbox.
It's pretty easy to run on PC because it's using the engine from Portal 2.
It's using the Source engine?
Yeah, it runs on Source, and the version of the engine is the Portal 2 Source engine.
Nice.
Okay, then I actually might be able to run it already.
Possibly. If you want to try the beta.
Yeah.
It's open right now.
Yeah. Let's talk about that after the podcast.
What else can we talk about?
Speaking of the beta, I gave away some codes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What are you laughing about? He has like a million for Xbox One because, you know, he steals things.
He's a shady character.
How many codes you got left? With Titanfall?
None, because they made it open. So I just dumped all the codes before.
Oh, they're like, whatever. Everyone's playing for
it. Yeah, they made it open so that you could so that they could really test it. That's why last night the servers were being wonky for us, because every single Xbox player has that.
I see. Okay.
It crashed the marketplace. People couldn't download it. It wouldn't let them download it because there were so many people doing it.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
Yeah, good careful. Thing they're crashing in. That's what you want to happen. Crash during the beta so that it doesn't crash during when it goes live.
But Chris just hates everything.
Yeah, he doesn't like things.
So what else? What else is
if
there?
It's not shiny, he doesn't like it.
Yeah, if it's not a Pokemon's or a Dark Souls, I have no interest.
I gotta go get myself an Ogre Burn card.
I just got one and it was pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, so
you
we
guys
got burn
cards on this podcast and go play Titanfall?
Pretty much.
I've been doing that.
He's still playing it. All right, what else do you want to talk about?
That's,
in Titanfall or out of Titanfall?
I don't know.
Chris, you want to talk about some Titanfall?
Nah, I've never played Titanfall, but I'm going to try and play Titanfall later.
Let's talk about why
Brothers
Chris.
Yet?
No.
I
was playing it for a little
yet.
Bit, and then like I started playing. Then I got the Xbox One, and I stopped playing it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I know you don't like it, and you're a fool.
It's pretty rad, Austin.
It's probably
like it. I gave it a bad
one of the most emotionally impactful games of the last generation.
Okay, now just stop.
What?
Just stop.
No, has anyone played this really cool game called Banjo-Kazooie?
No, we're not talking about that.
It's art.
No, I mean, I played Rise a whole bunch during the week.
That's a fun game.
That is fun. You liked it too?
I did a lot.
People like, oh, it's just, I mean, it's the same. Like, it's, I don't know. The combat is, to me, was more than just press X, 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 X. That's what made it sound like. I'm like, no, especially on Legendary. It's like, Legendary is like, you cannot make a mistake. So you have to block everything. You have to dodge. And what I thought was cool about playing that game on Legendary is that it forced me to, like, use everything that's available in the game. You know what I mean? So you couldn't even be lazy and just try to, like, focus on one person, block someone else's attack, and then go back to the same person you're attacking. Like, It taught me to like attack multiple people at one time. You know what I mean?
I feel bad because
why?
Oh, go on. I just don't have the motivation to go back and play that game for whatever reason.
Well, I mean, since I beat, I'm not. I mean, I don't know. I would go back. I was going to try to get all the achievements because it didn't seem like it'd be that hard, but then one of them bugged out on me, and I was like, all right.
It was the I just like the game. Sometime.
I like the game because I'm a sucker for, like, ancient Rome.
Yeah.
Like, the movie Gladiator is one of my favorite movies.
Thank you. I was going to say, when I thought about Rise, I was like, okay, if you like the movie Gladiator and you've always wanted to play the game 300, that is what this is. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. I mean, every time I go into, like, the multiplayer mode, where you're in the arena,
yeah,
I'm like, oh, I'm Russell Crowe now. This is amazing.
I know.
The Battle of Carthage.
Yeah.
I want to watch Gladiator now. Like, that's what I'm going to do tonight.
The part towards the end of the game where he's that one. I don't want to spoil anything. He's that one character in the Colosseum.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking to the Emperor. I was like, this could be in the movie Gladiator. This part's so good.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a really good story.
I was like, that part specifically, I was like, this is really, really cool.
Good game is good.
I liked it a lot.
It's my third favorite game on Xbox One right now.
It's your first and second.
Titanfall and Killer Instinct.
Oh, Killer Instinct. Oh, you like that?
I'm loving Killer Instinct.
I only played one match, and I was like,
come on, we got to play.
Okay.
I have to go through a tutorial, because I was like,
they just released Spinal. The Skeleton Man.
So does everybody start with the same person, or is it just randomly lock somebody for you when you?
They switch it up every once in a while.
Every week, there's a new free character, unless you have either of the two paid editions.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, I ended up getting the super paid edition because I wanted the old school Killer Instinct that came with
it.
Yeah,
I got the $50 one. Or
$40. Yeah, it's awesome. I love that fighting game. That is a good one.
I was just, I was just button mashing. Then it was like combo breaker, and I was like, yeah. Didn't know what
embarrassing combo.
Is there one?
I don't think so. Oh, there should be.
Yeah.
You know, I have almost every Xbox One game. It's out right now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Every single one that's available, or every single one that's not a disc, I have.
Okay.
How's that Spartan Assault?
It's terrible. Yeah, it's honestly one of the worst things I've ever played.
I was like, oh man, I like Halo stuff, and I would love to be playing a game with Halo music and Halo sounds, and I watched the video, and I was like, I could just tell that controls like crap.
It's okay.
It's not, Matt. It's not.
It's a mediocre twin-stick shooter, but I enjoy it.
Yeah, it did. As soon as I saw it, I was like, that doesn't even look like it feels right to play. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to play it.
I couldn't even get past the first level because it was that terrible. I was just like,
you're just bad at using two sticks at the same time, apparently.
Yeah, you don't like those things.
What are you talking about? I never get killed by the Titans.
Maybe you just gotta strategize better, Austin. You can get farther in Spartan Assault.
Let's see.
Spartan Assault just seems like a lesser version of Dead Nation.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about that Strider? That game sucks.
That game's amazing. You're crazy.
You know what I thought was funny? When it first came up and Austin was talking about Strider, and we were on, I think we were playing Titanfall or something, he was like, oh, I hate that game. It's like, all you do is kill robots. And I was like, yeah, welcome to Titanfall.
Like, yeah.
What?
Except in this one, like, you're a ninja just running around. It never gets old. It's awesome.
So when is that game actually supposed to come out?
Tuesday.
What, Strider?
Or this week.
Yeah, Strider.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
They took it away from everyone who got it free.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Boo.
Yeah. Let's try to open it now. It asks if you own it.
Well, they fixed that easily.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Me and Chris were talking about, if you guys got here, we were talking about, like, the whole Strider thing and what Microsoft was going to do about it.
Yeah, they just revoked the license.
Wow. Okay. Fair enough.
That's
insanity. I'll probably still be picking it up, though.
Huh. So what'd you think about it, Matt? Pretty cool?
Yeah, it's really pretty. The controls are really fluid. Slicing up robot soldiers does not get old, no matter what. You just run through a room like, and they all just die. Oh my god, it's great.
That night,
and
when
then you fight a little more like powerful enemies, and they're a little tougher to kill, but eventually you get the hang of it. Boss battles are cool. You fight a giant dragon flying through the sky. It's like a robot dragon.
Okay, all right. See, Chris, this is how you talk about dragons.
Yeah, I don't know. It reminded me of the old school game, but it also added a
dragon. Hey, he's got teeth coming out of his stomach.
My conversation flying... exactly. Same thing.
Okay, I'm no. Okay,
and
I'm,
after
I'm
the
a ninja that fights flying robot dragons is not the same as I died going down an elevator trying to kill Teeth Dragon. Dark Souls is not terrible.
No, but yeah, no, Strider's really cool. I'm liking it.
And after all that stuff,
shut up, Austin.
When you posted that thing about Strider, or whoever did post a thing about Strider,
yeah.
I was like, you know, I was seeing all that stuff go on. And as soon as I get home, you know, I turn on the Xbox One, and it's like it has a list of all the achievements Matt's already got in Strider. I was like, oh, someone downloaded that game and is playing the hell out of it.
Hell yeah.
I downloaded it, and then I was kind of like antsy to play it because Xbox support was kind of hinting that they were going to ban people who got it. But then once everyone started doing it.
Like, well, we can't ban half our audience now.
Yeah. At first, when it was just confined to NeoGAF, they could, but...
Even then, that's, I mean, was it $60 a year? They're, you know, ban 100 people, that's a lot of money then.
Well, they were going to ban consoles, I think, not just...
Yeah, they don't ban the account, they just ban the console.
It's worse. Still, yeah, they can't get online again. They've lost a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Well, I'll probably end up getting the game when it comes out. That's fun.
Good. Austin's probably not going to get it now.
Austin doesn't like fun review. Things. He doesn't like good things. So
he's too busy dancing around the feet of Titans.
Yeah, because he doesn't get killed by them. So
right.
Matt, are you gonna do that thing with the game where you review it?
I would. Yeah.
Are you gonna do that why thing?
Not? I mean, if you want to, we could get it up before embargo hits today.
Well, I can't play it anymore.
Well, you already played enough of it.
But I didn't beat it.
Did you play enough of it?
Not really.
Austin.
You have my permission, Matt.
Oh, okay. Morals, ladies and gentlemen. At least, integrity.
At least we know Austin runs the show around here.
Apparently.
Thanks, Austin. Hey, I've not played Dark Souls 2, but I've been playing a lot of Dark Souls 1.
I played Dark Souls 2.
Can I
Me too.
Can I put the review of Dark Souls 2 up? It should be just the same, right?
No. No, because Matt's played like 5 hours of Strider.
Okay, well then you two tell me what you saw in Dark Souls 2, and I'll just put up the review.
Okay.
Does that work?
But Matt's played like a good 5 hours of it, and we can get it up before the embargo hits.
I don't know if 5 hours was our mark for reviewing it.
Yeah. Except for Metal Gear Rising, which was only 4 hours.
I actually beat that game.
Yeah.
And you did a video review.
Yep. Video games, ladies and gentlemen. Are we done with this podcast?
Yes.
I think so, yes.
All right. All right, Chris, do we got anything, Matt?
Nothing this week, but if any of our listeners want to go on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. I will read it on the air, give you a little shout-out.
Yep.
Hooray.
All right, Chris.
Austin, why don't you take us home today?
No.
I don't even know what to do.
Do it. Come on, you can do it. I believe in you. I give you permission.
Tell me what I have to do. I don't know what to do.
Sure.
What do I have to do?
You have to just tell them to go to level save and to shout out our Twitter handles. That's pretty much it. Also say leave a review or something like that.
Okay, guys. Thanks for joining us here on This Game is Broken. My name's Austin Griffith. You can find me on Twitter at AustinG909. You can find Barry Villatoro at I Am Weapon, because he is a weapon. Snicklesocks at Snicklesocks.
Who's Snicklesocks? Who is that?
Who is
it's
that?
It's your name on Skype.
Who?
Chris, you can
Chris
find
us. Chris Locke.
Okay.
Who doesn't Christ go by almighty. That name either, but the podcast. And you can find Matt at The Real Matt C, because he's not the rapper.
No, I'm not the rapper, but I am
The
Real
Matt
C.
Permission to review any video game you've never played.
At level save. Check out
You have my permission.
For all your gaming news, reviews, and giveaways. And have a great night.
Yep. Yeah. Ho-ho-come.
Ho-ho-come, everyone. Peace out. Stop. Austin, I have to put music in here.